Yeah, battery low. Okay, so holding a siman shin hei, sif aleph. We'll be in shin hei for a little bit. So the halacha is that there's a din of malacha that animal can't do malacha either. We can't have our animal doing malacha. But something which animal is wearing for the protection of the animal is considered something beneficial for the animal. It's there, then it becomes, it's there to mishamish the animal, not that the animal is carrying it, but it is some way being mishamish the animal, to bottle to the animal. If it's not there to protect the animal, if it's overprotecting it to a point that it's not necessary, so it's considered a masa. And there's a rule point out, we can't ask you to get perfect the right amount. It means within range, what would we consider normal. Something which is for the noy of the animal, so as far as the animal is concerned, it really doesn't care how it looks. It's more for the person liking the way the animal looks, so that's going to be a problem. We'll see later on about that. So this animal called the Naka, so it's a very strong type of a camel. Yeah. So it needs a Zmama de Parzalo. What does it mean? Tabasha Barzal, it's a iron ring. He puts it through the nostrils of the animal. And so that it needs that to be able to keep it controlled. Bechamra Luba. Okay, so that's a type of a chamor which comes in the place called Luba. Befaga the Parzalo. It goes out with the Paga the Parzalo, which is the Hainu Briga, which is a type of a bit which goes in its mouth. V'hagomol ba'afzer shehu kibishteru. The regular gomel goes out. It doesn't need a this zvam of the parzalo, but it needs kibishtera, which is the regular type of reins. V'peret chamor v'sus yotzim ba'afzer o beresin shofrinu. So they can go out, all of these things, your regular sus or so a parrot or a chamor, a mule or a donkey, and a horse. So they go by afser, which is a bridle, or beresim, which is a bit, a shuprinu, a balibishtam. It can't eat both of them. The straps which are attached to the reins which are attached to the bit, that's not considered carrying. It can put it around the animal's neck and go out with that. You're allowed to put the officer, the bridle on the animal, but you can't lean on the animal while you're doing it because of the isser of being mishamish with the behemoth. So while the animal is supporting you while you're doing it, that's a problem. So that's a separate issue. That's a muksa issue. Okay, not a hitzoy issue. Okay, behema yotzes zok the mishabur aleph. He takes even the man yiruch sharcha b'chamarecha. So there's din of the animal has to rest also. V'harei yizir atar shagama behema yisil tenuach b'shabbos. The animals also have to rest on Shabbos. V'lav davka behema who then oivis. It's not any type of living creature that you have. Something which is there to protect the animal is considered a takshit for the animal, and that's called normal. That's equivalent of the clothing for a person. It's not protecting the animal, it's a havi masui, baser. It's more than necessary. That's not normal for this animal to carry such a thing. So that goes into this sort of masui, and it's going to be asur. If it's watching it too much, over protecting it. It means it's a significant over protection. We're not asking you to get it exactly perfect. So a person can err in the side of caution, but not extraordinarily. Shulanoi, and the Kamebis of Katan Yudbeis, this issue of noi, we'll talk about later on, that's not really a heter for the animal. Because it's not there for the animal, it's there for the person. Hilkach. So the first examples are animals which are very strong and wild, and they need a greater level of control. It's a white female camel. For that, the only thing which is going to work is putting this nose ring through it, made out of iron, etc. Putting just a regular bit is not going to be sufficient, and even a paga the parzala, which is what you use for the kamalupa, which was a bridle made out of iron, is still not enough. And therefore, for it to go out with those things which are less of it, are not really shomer, it is also usur. So it needs it too little of shmir is not sufficient either. Chamar luba hu chamor haba mivdinas lub bepaga the parzel la vlo bezmama zehu lo netirusi yisheres. For that, that'd be overdoing it. Paga the parzel la hanu beprumbia hakosa besif gimel. So paga the parzala is another way to say the prumbia. Avadafka chamar luba, avad chamor acher loy, only the chamor of the chamor from this place of called luba, but a regular donkey, no. Davrele etzli in the Jewish Yisrael, so kumash hakozu the kumay b'sif gimel. Fine. Visa b'gemora. The chamor luba yotzi af b'afser, the gamza b'zeh mishtamer. But it, even though we can use this higher level of shmira, you could also use the regular afser, which is less than that, and it's also good enough for it. So a regular gomel goes up by afser. Avalob is one by the parzal. It can't go with one by the parzal. Shehu loy shmir yaserik. For a regular gomel, that's overdoing it. Paga the parzal. We stop at prima magen rum. The tal is posak lehisr. Okay. Peredach amor. Now, the... Peredach Amor, the way we've written, have it, Peredach Amor, I read it together, so Mishabur is saying I'm wrong. I'm sorry. The Peredach Amor is going back before in the Gomel. V'chein Peredach Amor, v'hanu shagamem yotzim be'afsir, l'baresin, shu prumbia asurim latzeis, k'mo shakosa b'sef gimel, l'yin chamor, wooden parrot. Sus yotzeis, k'hein tzoklerma, the ilu chamor osu b'resin. And the sus can go out with either the resin or the afsir, but not both. Shu frino haino briga hanau shu prumbia v'shenu karam tsoim ve'avshu mashakarim abritz. So we have all these wonderful things over here, which I don't know exactly how to translate them. But different levels of bridles and bits and those type of things. Olav b'shneim yud the dailo be'echad b'sheni masihu. If one is enough, the second one is a masi. V'mesakim royim. You have a wild horse which is difficult to deal with. Then for that one you could use both. Okay. If you have an animal which is even though we're saying that normally a horse you cannot put both on. These two different things, the resin and the afser, which I will translate them as the bit and the bridle. You don't need both to be able to control it. But if you have a horse which is difficult, it's a wild horse, and it needs boats, then it's mutter. Okay? Then you can take the reins and put it around its neck. Now, da'af kebele shumutarim lotzis ba'afzer, mutter gam lichuch sabit tzavor ha'chebel ha'yotze mimenu himu oruch. Those which you can go out with the bit, you can also have the straps which are attached to it. A para asura losses by afser. You can't take a para out with an afser because it doesn't need a bit. You can't take out a rope out with it either.
Sorry, is the bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
what's the
afser?
Afser is the bit.
Avsar is a bit, yeah.
Resin's a bride.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not sure exactly. Okay. Sobib tzabara. So you can put it around the neck. Marashi with Andafka Master the Dafal Gab the Kurk Bakhoizak Sobit Savara. It's tight. Now, Shenalam Yochel Hakhis Yoda Ben Afsa Lot Zabra Shehnoyak the Moshe Kashirza. So the purpose of this the strap, the rope, is that you can use it to direct it. So I put it around the animal's neck loosely so I can put my finger hands in and grab it and use it to direct the animal. But if it's on tight, can't get my hand in, it has no function right now. Okay. Shalachi shor mishum the he noi, but the heter is, it looks nice. Babagav the call noi osir. I said before that just for looking nice, it's osir. Chenal bereisha sif, chenal sif, soib sif, is that your zayin. Hanu dafka benoi delav urche bechel. So Rashi and the Ran hold that it's only osir if something which is not normal to put on it. But this is how people normally dress up their animals, and that's how they take them out. So that becomes the normal way of the animal going. So that's also not called a masa. Toises and the Rebbe Yerucham argue, no, that there's no heter of noi at all, period. So what's the case over here then? The case over here has to be that it was tight. It wasn't tight. It was loose. We make the shmira, because since you can put your hand in, and then once it's loose, you can put your hand in and direct the animal where to go. So that's part of the shmira. The animal starts going wrong the way. I can quickly put my hand in on this rope and direct pull the animal in the direction. The animal's going to start running away. You can grab onto the rope and hold on to it. And if it's not wrapped around, but it's loose, it's hanging out, for sure you're able to grab onto it. For sure that's going to be mutter. Okay. So you're allowed to put that around. You're allowed to be metalta the officer. Get a rest in the mukhanul the of animuksa. So putting on the bit and the bridle on Shabbos is mutter, but you can't lean on it. As you put it on the animal's head, you can't have the balechaim serving you. So you can't lean on the animal as you're putting it on, because then it's supporting you. Chazal, well, the Chazal Asad, right, it all goes into the issue of riding on an animal, which Chazal Asad, even though Mitzad Isser Malocha on Shabbos is not a problem, because Chayinu says Atzma, the person, when he rides an animal, we have a sort of Chayinu says Atzma. It's not considered the animal is doing Malocha of carrying, which would be a problem. But that's not the issue. But the issue is Chazal Asad, because if you ride on the animal, you're going to come to sometimes create the different things you need to direct the animal, like you'll pull a branch off the tree to use as a stick to prod the animal. So the asur riding, when the asur riding, the asur any hishtamshes with the behemoth. Okay. Siv beizim kosher, chevo b'fi asus, reiz ma'asui. What?
Thank you.
Yeah. If you put a rope in the sus's mouth, that's considered a ma'asui. The fish had a mishtamre boy. Because that, since if it can't control the animal, so then it has no function, so then it's a masui. Lefish enemy star rabbi tesavov, the nishman on mipiv, well, domi la afsha shakosha barosha vein on nishman. The problem is that it comes out, whereas the officer, the way it's set up, it doesn't do that. Gimel lotes chamor be prumbia, pyrrhus reshin shalbar zel is osir. For chamor to go out with prumbia is a problem. Mr. Baruch, Lot says to Zion, this Rabbi said, the Dafkar Chamer Luba Mutterboy. So we said before that the Chamer Luba can go out with this Paga, the Parzalot, and Mr. Baruch pointed out that that's the same thing as a Prumbia. Okay. Dalek kubahema shasaka royim. So the animal is a difficult animal. Dealing with it is difficult. It's a wild animal. Abisha ain benois mino tsrichis loisa shmira bi tsricha mutalisbo. Even though other animals of that species do not need this higher level of shmira, but for this animal, that's the shmira that it needs. And therefore, that's going to be mutter. Therefore, you have a parah, which is normally is docile, a cow is docile. It's docile enough that you don't need to put anything on it normally. It's rebelling, it's becoming a wild cow, muteris lotzis bechavul sabim tzibara. So you can put the rope around it. Okay. Hey. Balei hashir, the animals which is common to put like a collar on them. The hashir is a round thing like a necklace, so it's a collar. Can klavim shel tzayodim v'chayis katanus. Like the dogs that hunters use, or small little animals, sheishtam kimin atzoda sovim tzavaron, they have a ring around their neck, tabas kabua, and in the ring there is, in that the collar around the neck there's a ring, machlisim barbetzua, and then they put a leash onto the ring, umoishkan oisam. And that's how they're able to lead the animal. So you're allowed to have them go with this collar because that's normal for them. A horse can also go out with this collar. It's only mutter by the types of small animals which it's normal even on the weekdays to put on this collar. Aval chasul is osur. The sagla bechavul katan ba'alma mizel hu lo natrusi yaseris. So the chasul, let's say the cat, it doesn't need just putting a rope around it. This fish doesn't need this fancy collar. So then it's an extra shmir. Shir karuch, what's the learner? Shir tzuot tliya b'shir karuch al tzavaron. So they can go out with the shir. What do I mean? The shir is karuch al tzavaron. It's wrapped around their. It's placed on. It means the ritzua, which is attached to the leash, which is attached to the collar. They wrapped around the neck to have the leash available. Chol mashka behen. You can hold on to the leash and use it to direct the animal. Okay, Vov. Elim yotzim levuvim. So the rams can go out levuvim. What is levuvim? V'or shekershim lehem tachas zachrusam shloyalu alanakevis. This was they would prevent them from impregnating the females. So they would put a piece of leather over the male organ. Rechelus yotzes shchuzos. Female the ewes can go out shchuzos. What is that? Who shekershim al yosin klapi mala kreshiyalo leim zeschorim. They want them to become pregnant. So they hold up the tail that should make it easier for the male to impregnate it. Vietzis kabunos, they also got kabunos. Vuhusha kershim begad svivon lishmarat semra shiyanaki. They put a cloth over the wool. Vizim tsurois, goats and god tsurus. Vuhusha kershim rashi dadeyan, that they would put something on the udder of the animal. But it's only mutter if the purpose is to squeeze them, they shouldn't get full of milk. Because then it stays on, it's not going to come off. If the goal is the opposite, that they want the milk, and they want to catch the milk, they shouldn't fall. Also, the mahadik shaper mechzin dem enough of also the suge. So that might come. So you don't put it tightly because it'll squeeze the milk. You don't want this milk coming out. You prefer the milk staying in until you get a chance to milk the goat. So there, it's loose, and once it's loose, it might come off. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. Chavbeis, Yot Rosh HaDedayin, Bishil HaKolav, because of the milk and mushy is bar. Now,
and if it comes off, you might
come in. It might carry the cloth, the leather piece. V'tam Kolelu.
Strap?
It's not a strap, it's a covering. But, now, what's shot in these things? Avo Pish Ein Nasim Lehem Lishmir Shal Livroyach. It's not there to maintain the animal in your possession, which we said before is mutter. So what's the hat over here? Mikol Mokom Kimish and Nasin Lishmiras Gufan Lishamim Mifnei Atzar Shloyim Mukhashim. It's either to protect the animal shouldn't in some way become weakened. Or it's some way that the animal will benefit from it. So part of the animal's function is to produce wool. So keeping the wool clean is part of the maintaining the function of the animal. Even though we would have argued it's not really a need of the animal, it's a need of the person, but that's the animal's need is what we said the need that the animal should function for the animal is supposed to function for. It's not called doing something extraordinary, that's called taking care of the animal. Okay. So if he's tying it to squeeze out the liquid that it shouldn't have milk, so that's mutter because then it's tight. Filim kosher b'shvil zev kis al dadayin gam ken shaper dami. So it's not only if it's a strap, but even if it's a whole piece, like a whole leather covering, it's mutter. But if it's there to catch to maintain the milk, afraid it's put on loosely and then afraid it's going to fall. But were it not for that, the concern it might fall, it's mutter. It's not shemin shemin the animal. The answer is the choshe malbush b'masha shemin b'zeh eschalboy. It's protecting the milk. The same way taking care of the wools, the wool of the sheep, the sheep's wool, is mutter, because that's called the function of the animal. Taking care of the goat's milk is also called a function of the animal. Okay, they put like a leather protection over the udder to it shouldn't get scratched from the as it drags through the thistles and the brambles. So why is that a problem? So the problem is not because that shmir is not mutter, because the outer of that shmir is mutter, it's protecting the animal. The problem is it might fall. So the case has to be that the case was that they didn't want to put it too tight because they wanted to hold on to the milk. So then the answer is it might fall, and that's why it's Oster. Okay. Zion. Chamor yotze b'mardas. So the chamor can go out with a mardas. What is a mardas? Zot the Ramah. Pirish, k'min ukev katan sh'menichem ala chamor kol yom kuloi k'dei sh'yizchamim. So it's like a small, like a saddle. But the purpose is not so much to ride on the animal, but it's to keep the animal warm. We should take sure lo mir b'Shabbos, but it's only mutter if it was tied on before Shabbos. Because to tie it on, you need to indicate that this is a need of the animal, because it's not. It looks like it's there to just to ride for riding purposes. So if you put it there from before Shabbos, it says walking around this quite some time wearing this thing, so it indicates that it's there to keep the animal warm. But otherwise, it looks like you're putting it on with the goal to start riding the animal. Sharkal behemoth asuris, but they don't need this warmth, and therefore it's not much to put on them. And therefore, even though it's tied in for Shabbos, it's not mutter. The mitzar b'tzin, the donkey has becomes apparently has a problem, becomes cold. The chamar filled with tekuvas tamuz kriyale, even in the summer, in the deep of the summer, it's cold. Menachshav kamal b'shrid is considered a malbush to keep it warm. Tavka shikshur meir Shabbos. So why do you need that it's tied in before Shabbos? Shabbos. Okay. Does Goli Daitim ask Moshe Sichel Lekach? I'm on Kshar B'Shabbos. Also, let's say, boy, Kima Lagaya Daitim Er Shabbos Shehei Lo Lemalbush. So this is something which really does not look like it's there for the animal. Looks like it's there to ride. So if you're indicating before Shabbos by putting it there, that should say like that for Shabbos. You're indicating that this is really a need of the animal. Otherwise, it's not nicker that it's a need of the animal, so it's also. Tosis, the Shartzian and Chavalov. Says that the problem is because it looks like you're preparing the animal, you're saddling the animal to go somewhere, which would be also.
What the?
Putting on the ukav the mardaz on Shabbos looks like your purpose is you want to ride the animal, so that's why it's also.
What's a mardaz? Saddle.
The saddle, yeah.
So
now the Ramah said that this mardas is like a ukav katan. Zot the mishabura ein lo shisra shatar klam shu kmit ukav gadol. The mardas is like an ukav gadol. But other animals are not mutter. Fish ain't see the kasha lehen. Rabbi the mardas masui. For other animals, they don't have this issue of the heat, that they're cold, and for them putting on this mardas is just a masui. Therefore, they can't go ba'ukav even if it's before Shabbos. That in ha'ukav ma'oloi b'habi masri. That's going back even on the chamor. It's also why? Because the merdas was this large one which went over the whole body or a large part of the body, where the saddle only covers a smaller area. The davka merdas ma'ol shumunach al kol aguf ma'ashen kein. So it doesn't really help the chamor, which is cold all over.
Cold, keep it warm.
Right. Okay. Now, Sif Ches is not dealing with the issue of hutzah. It's dealing with we said there's this of mishtamish Bali Chaim, putting on the merdas on Shabbos. The animal's cold, you'll have to put on this merdas, which is this large saddle-like thing, because it warms the animal. Well, actually, but you can't tie it on. Nothing to do, we're not talking about it so right now, we're just talking about simply putting it on. The only way you can tie it is by leaning against the animal. And by doing so, you're being mishtamish b'alei chayim. But by a sus, kim the less late tsar tzina, it doesn't have this issue of being cold. Also, late in a love a merdas klal. So then there's no head to put the merdas on Shabbos. Well, hoser merdas for Shabbos, to take it off, beimin achor beimin a sus, hoser, kim the less late tsar, imo yisirena. It's not bothered by the fact that it stays on. Therefore, there's no head to take it off. Well, Mr. Burr will see that the issue is it's a tircha shlolu tzarek. That's what Mr. Burr says. That some learn that the problem really is because there is by nature of this whole process some element of tiltal of the animal, which for the purpose of the animal, we say it's not considered tiltal, but there's no purpose for it, so it goes back to being a form of being metal to the animal, which is also. But if it's just an ukav which is smaller, you can't put it on, you can't take it off. Ben lechamor, ben lesus, because it has no—it's not helping the animal anyway. Okay, mishmeru chavtes mutol litimerdas. Hainu shlolotzis b'shus rabim ki im shia bechotzer. We're not talking about hutzah over here. We're talking about it can stay in the chotzer. But we went, simply, are you allowed to do the process of putting it on or not? So by chamor, the answer is you can put on the merdas. They had seen it. Hanu mishum zeh lechashin and letircha b'shabbos. Even though it's a tircha, but since it's helping the animal stay warm, it's a mutter. But you can't tie it. Shalik Shabeno. Hanafilo Bekesher Shena Kiyoshokyam. Even we're not dealing with the there's no problem of malacha of kosher because the knot wasn't a permanent knot. But still Osir. But Iasus, it doesn't have the issue of the cold, so therefore you can't put it on even without tying it. Because there's no need. Rashi disagrees with this. It says you let it put on any animal as long as there's no hitzah involved. They also benefit from it, not as much as a chamor, but they benefit from it. Now, the regular's average day. But you see that it's very cold out, and the horse is being bothered by it. Or the opposite, that it's being bit by a lot of fleas. You're allowed to cover it with something to keep it warm or to keep the fleas off. But you can't lean on the animal as you're putting it on. Taking off the merdas is also the tavi tircha shal litzarch. There's no need for to do it. So that's just working. You know, this work of the schlepping it off, which is has no real benefit for the animal, because that weren't matter. It's already warmed up, and it doesn't need it. So there's no reason theoretically to. Not to take it off. Still it's also. But ukub is also being lethal. I'm sorry, no. Take off, that's also being mechor being menasus. I'm your locha. And ukub is also to put on, to take off, it's also. Atam, b'chanal b'din yin mardas, it's a tircha shalot tzarek. Mashakos b'en l'niach, atam kiemen shenim b'chamim, rak mat, habi tircha shalot tzarek. So all of these have no need, it's also. Now, okay. The Bir Locha says that by a sus, by a chamor, it's always cold. So even after it's warmed up, the merdas is going to help it in the future. So we're not worried about overheating. So then you have no need to take it off. So it's tircha shel hatzarek. But by a sus, at some point you need to take off the merdas because the heat's going to bother it. Sat mutter. Okay. Zogte mechaber tes. Okim shal gabi chamor. Shabam min aderech. So the chamor came in aderech. Misyaga, it was exerting itself. Zorach lasir b'tzananoi. And now it needs it to take it off to cool off. Lo yilenem b'yodoi. If you untie it, it'll just fall off by itself as the animal is moving. Okay. Zog to Mishnah Berurah. Lo yidlan b'yod, laman vav. V'daf sheyesh tachamor oynig b'hasaroso, mikamokam t'kim d'les leitzar, im lo yasireno osir. It's not a real benefit for the animal if it comes off. It just enjoys it more when it's off. Therefore, it's a tichush al tzarech. Therefore, they're only matter it that you should untie it, and the animal will. You can't take it off, and the animal will make it fall. It's his business. We already said this point before, but he repeated it because of the second point that you can untie it. Okay. Let's hold it over here.